question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back as Mary and I now get ready to tackle today's edition of the Chief Travel Leaders Series. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
It is. And well, 2 weeks ago, we kicked off our big Let's Go America tour in West Virginia. And next week, we're going to be live on stop number 2 from the new Breton Hotel in Newport. That's a Preferred Hotels and Resorts property. And we certainly hope our travels entice all of you to get out there and travel somewhere this summer. Whatever your travel needs are, wherever you're going, Preferred Hotels and Resorts is offering a number of excellent offers right now, including their last-minute escapes, stay more and save more deals, and they even have special offers exclusively for MasterCard and Visa card holders.
Yeah, they do. Before you travel, folks, go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show. It's going to be for free. This way you'll get treated with so many great perks that would normally take you a significant amount of travel to obtain.
Okay, it was just about a year ago when J.D. O'Hara, the CEO of Internova Travel Group, who many of you listening have heard on this show with us in the past, made a move to reorganize the company. Some of you may still know the company by its old name, Travel Leaders Group. And as part of the changes, a single division was created for their premium and luxury brands. Albert Herrera is the CCO of their new global travel collection. He's responsible for top travel brands, including Pro Travel International, Zelle Travel Group, Andrew Harper, In the Know Experiences, and more. We've invited him on the show with us today to get a better read of what's happening out there with travel bookings, travel activities, and really how his company is managing post-reorganization as the world works to rebound from this pandemic. Let's get him on that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Albert, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I are happy to connect with you today.
Honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being available. So as Mary just mentioned, it was a little over a year ago that JD and the management team at Internova implemented a restructuring, and your premium brands and services were brought under the Global Travel Collection umbrella. I want to begin there. You know, we all know the year that we've just been through and, you know, still continuing with. But in some ways, the pandemic probably afforded Internova more time to implement the changes. So are you pleased with the changes? Are you seeing some of the dividends already?
Yes, we actually are. The beauty of, well, I would say the beauty, but really it was what we all went through last year with the pandemic gave us a chance to be able to review everything that we do, from processes to the business, or just how simply things are done. And this allowed us to bring things together, align what the consumer, what the traveler, more importantly, what the advisor is looking for, and how to best target that audience nowadays, right? So we use this opportunity to be able to sort of evolve for the future and make our businesses relevant for the future as well.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing and hearing now. I think if memory serves me correctly, Albert, early last fall, the company also made another move and merged two very important travel companies to the world, Pro Travel and Zelle Travel. So I'm curious about that move, but I'm also curious to know, since you have so many independent travel advisors associated with those companies, what can you report to us regarding what they're currently experiencing in terms of new travel bookings, trends, activities for summer, and maybe even into early fall?
Of course. Well, the bringing together of Pro and Zelle just simply made sense. A couple of the best agencies in all of the Americas coming together just gave it a bit more alignment, a bit more power, more reach, extended reach, and also brought the advisors together, which is important in this day and age. It also helped the organization procure other products as well that's essential to what the consumer needs. Now, moving along, what we've seen so far, bookings, it's incredible. It's really keeping up now with the pace, the demand. As you know, if you turn on the TV in the morning, you see about people just getting on planes again. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? People are booking not just 2021, they're booking 2022 and even 2023. Mm-hmm. It's keeping up with that pace.
Absolutely. We're seeing that as well. I'm just going to add to that because, you know, 2 weeks ago, Mary and I, we kicked off our big RM World Travel Let's Go America tour. And really, it's our attempt to get people more comfortable being back out there again while promoting safe, fun, and really responsible travel. Stop one, we were down at the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. Stop two is next week. We'll be up in Newport. And essentially, each month through early 2022, we're going to be on the move broadcasting the show from a different part of the country. As you were talking about, so we're seeing that from our experiences, but the business travel market continues to struggle. And unless you're in a big business city, leisure travel is helping many in our industry you know, survive and even prosper in many cases. So when you look overall at your various travel brands, where right now are you seeing some of the biggest growth currently and some areas of concern?
To back up a bit, Robert, here's a good example. Do you know that last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Hilton Brands in the United States, in the North America hotels that were open, ran 90% occupancy, 90.
All the properties that are open.
In the U.S.
Right.
Yeah,
so that shows you that there is that true pent-up demand, or more importantly, pent-up emotion. So that is going to lead the way moving forward as well. You're right, leisure travel is going to lead the way. The luxury leisure spend is going to lead the way as well. And we see it because, again, there is a lot of wealth out there. People have been saving money. People who are wealthy are even wealthier now. And you can see the connection between that and travel as well. Now, the bucket list concept is changed. People are coming back to places they know and familiar, like Italy this winter or this summer and this leading into the fall is actually changing. People, our partners there are getting bookings by the day in the short term. And obviously for cruise lines, the best cruise staterooms, the suites, because of all the shifting inventory and when cruises will be relaunched, the best suites are hard to come by. So, you know, there's words of wisdom there is plan ahead as much as you can and work with a travel advisor that knows this segment of the business.
Yeah, and I think that's very key. We try to talk about that a lot on the show in terms of really the niche. Find someone who really knows what you want and where you're going to be going. So I want to go back to something that you said before because we weren't having this conversation a year ago. You used the term keeping up with the pace, which is such a positive, nice thing to be talking about and hearing right now.
Versus
since
being
people
sidelined.
Are finally
right.
booking, yeah. So I'm curious, when you think about the wide-ranging travel industry, Albert, what are some sectors that you're bullish on for the future, whether it's cruising, aviation, theme parks, hotels, all of it.
All of the above?
Yes.
All of the above.
that's an answer.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, but really, private jets, it's a given, right? We know the demand that that have been for private jets. Mm-hmm. I was with a car partner the other day, and they're busy. You know why? Where they're very busy? They're shuttling the pilots of these private jet companies between ports. I'm like, okay, that's another spin-off business. So there's a huge food chain effect on that as
well.
Yeah,
there really is. I mean, there's no question.
There really is.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with yacht charters. I don't have to even tell you about villas. That's a given. You know, the demand.
Well, that's been hot all along, right?
Big demand, yeah.
I know.
So let me ask you, you know, Mary and I, we always like to get a little personal in these chief travel leader segments of the show. It's our way, frankly, to make these conversations more engaging, maybe a little less robotic. You've worked with Virtuoso, the Carlisle, Rosewood Hotels, Four Seasons, and others. You've enjoyed success both domestically and internationally. What did the coronavirus pandemic cause you to miss most about the travel world? And, you know, what has it really strengthened in you about our industry? You've got about a minute or so with that.
Wow. You do have my history, don't you? You did your research, but I'm honored. Thank you.
We try.
You know, what the pandemic did as well for me personally, it made me assess my priorities in life and made it truly appreciate what I do, what I have done over the years. It's the people connection, the human connection, the hospitality aspect, the connecting with people, and just simply the world. And that's what I missed so much. You know, I traveled in 19, I think I traveled about 265 days out of the year. That was too much. I think about it now. But it also afforded me the chance to think about what could I have done differently, but how do I keep the connection, you know, going with the people from around the world that I know? Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree with you when you say that. So it's relationships.
Yeah, it's the relationships. And that's a success to what we will all provide in the future as well, right? And this business of ours, it's becoming, you know, obviously it's becoming, it's a high-touch industry that we're in, especially in this segment of the business. And how do we keep delivering to that high-touch service that our clients, our consumers, and advisors want and need?
Well, Albert, that is well said. Listen, we enjoyed the chat with you today. So do be sure to stay in touch with us. Keep us updated on all things Internova and the Global Travel Collection. You're welcome anytime, and have a nice weekend, all right?
Well, thank you very much to the both of you.
Albert, thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Albert Herrera, Mary, nice to check in with him. Folks, if you want more information on all the different companies they have, and there's 15 or more of them or so, internova.com. And don't forget our website for anything related to the show, plus the archives of every hour of every broadcast at rmworldtravel.com. All right, now that I've shared all that with you, two segments of today's show are now complete. We still have eight more to go, a lot ahead today, including RJ with the open road and his review of the new Mustang Mach-E. You want to stick around for that. We've got the Destination Spotlight, a personal connection segment on airports. We've got the National Communal Forum, a whole lot more. But next, we're going to be talking with our friends at Kayak.com. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. The show returns after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.